My name is Mercedes Martinez, and I am one of the members of the alt-soul-pop duo Jazzy Fat Nasty, and one of the founders of the Black Lily Women in Music series. Can you feel My son's name is Rakim. He's 5 years old now, and I worry about him growing up in Philadelphia because I wonder what things will look like in terms of the poverty, the violence, etc. 10 years from now. You know, will we have addressed these core issues? Will we have made enough headway in order for there to be a bright future for him here instead of what looks like could be pretty dismal? I see a lot of great things about Philadelphia, but I see a lot of the things that are, I believe, sort of the issues at the core of, you know, a lot of the problems, particularly with violence. And, you know, there's a lot of homelessness and, you know, there's a shelter close to where I live, and I see people every day lined up, you know, just to get food to eat. So, you know, there's definitely, I think, a problem with poverty.
My name is Fatin Dantzler, and I am a father and a husband, and I'm also an R&B singer. I make music with my wife.
My name is Aja Graydon. I'm a recording artist, and I record with a group called Kindred the Family Soul. We sing R&B soul music, and we've put out 2 albums, and we are currently working on our 3rd. I'm originally from Washington, D.C., and certainly there are a lot of parallels between what's happening in Philadelphia and what happened in D.C. in the 80s and the early 90s, and the violence that's happening now seems to not really be linked solely to the drug game or the crack game, where in D.C. at that time, you know, that was really the reason. And right now, I think it's just, you know, there's really no one can put their finger on exactly why everyone is so angry at each other. In terms of my children, too, of course, I worry very much about, I live in the inner city. I mean, I live in the city. I don't live in the suburbs. I live in Philadelphia, in the heart of Southwest Philly, which is, you know, could be called University City or Cedar Park. But, you know, when my husband was a kid, it was Southwest Philly. I live pretty much right near UPenn. And the thing about it is that I do worry about my children. I worry every time they go out to play. I worry every time I have to be, you know, I'm concerned about them at all times, and certainly I'm sure part of that is the paranoia of being a mother, but certainly it has a lot to do with what's going on and how no child seems to be untouchable.
A lot of the kids, you know, they'll open up and they'll embrace the adults if they feel like there's a genuine interest in them and what they have going on or what they have to offer. But a lot of times I think adults make children feel like they're less than. And, you know, the kids have, they have high aspirations. They want to do different things. They want to be a part of what's going on. And a lot of times also, though, kids can be very spiteful and very mean to adults when they want to get involved with them as well. And I guess it just depends on the upbringing and the types of things that they have going on at home. They're not, you know, very respectful and things of that nature. I guess that's why this 10,000 men, you know, realizing that it takes a village to raise a community, you know, and that we have to step up where the fathers and the parents who are not around for these children and be in these children's lives, mentor them and, you know, keep them safe and keep them looked out for and watched over, because there's not always somebody positive or beneficial in their lives.
I'm sorry, we had a little bit of a mix-up there. What you just heard were the voices of Jazzy Fat Nasty's Mercedes Martinez and the husband and wife duo from Kindred, Fatin Dantzler and AJ Graydon. They are musicians who live in the city, and they were speaking to us about what's happening in Philadelphia and what they're worried about and how they hope things will change.